Hello, this is Nidhi from Urban Diaries, back with another lesson on the Urban Diaries YouTube channel. Today's lesson is all about good and advanced vocabulary. In today's lesson, we'll talk about the most commonly used word in our daily conversation, and that is I am sorry, which is used by every single person on this earth. In any language, these two words are very common and highly used. But this word sorry tend to be overused in English. Let me give you five alternative smart phrases which will convey your apologies more sincerely. My apologies. Tell me, how do you avoid a situation when somebody invites you to a party and you are not interested in going to that party? Let's try this one. Imagine somebody asks you for a help but you are busy, maybe in a meeting or somewhere, so you are not able to help that person. How would you express your regret at not being able to fulfill a request? So you may respond by saying, "My apologies. My apologies, I wasn't available that day. My apologies, I couldn't attend the meeting. I didn't mean to." So when you say "I didn't mean to," you are informing someone that you regret for something wrong you did or said to him. And if you're an outspoken and always tend to hurt other people's feelings with your bad mouth, intentionally or unintentionally, believe me, you need this phrase badly. It was my fault or my mistake. So if you spill a glass of water on somebody's dress, you might use this exclamation of chagrin for your mistake. My bad. The most trendy expression. So my bad is a slang expression used to claim responsibility of a deed. So if you bump someone on street, you can say my bad to just let them know that you acknowledge your fault. And remember, my bad should only be used in casual speech or among your friends. So it's not a formal expression, guys. So the next one is mea culpa. This is a Latin phrase. Nowadays, people use mea culpa to apologize or take responsibility for their wrongdoings. So you might see this phrase in newspaper a lot. You also can use this phrase to apologize for misinformation or to retract a statement that you made in error. I'll sign off here and be back with a new topic right here on my YouTube channel, Urban Diaries. Till then, happy learning!